you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. May I please have the email address?
Stanley Barnett 50 at gmail.com.
Spell it out for me.
StanleyBarnett50 at gmail.com. C-O-M.
Okay. What did you order?
Well, I was trying to get the history of the address where I live at 7 North Main, or 7 North Pine in Villa Grove, Illinois. And it says something about a dollar for the report.
Okay. So did you sign up? Did you pay the fee?
I did not pay the fee. I don't have the Discover Visa card or whatever.
Okay. Yeah, so you'll have to. And what particular information you're looking for?
Mainly the ownership. Ownership record of the address.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we can do like a property, the value, the square
That's
footage and stuff. But as far as the owner, if it's available, if it's available in public record, then we can be able to get that information.
I was looking for the previous owners of the address is what I was looking for.
Okay. Yes. If it's available in public records, it will be there, but you'll have to go online.
Have to go online, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with how to go online with this phone.
Okay. Yes, you'll have to go online. I mean, you know, we only can do the property search as far as the owner. You know, if it's available in public records, we can be able to. But I would not be able to get you that information.
I see.
You'll have to go online, but it's only if it's available in public records, you'll be able to get it. But I cannot provide you with the information.
Yeah, the public records are usually at the courthouse?
Oh, public record, that's what I was like. What I'm saying is, you know, you want to buy the property, if the owner is listed in public records, that information, you know, it's the pen. If it's in public records, you'll be able to pull it.
Okay, I thought you guys could give me the information without going to the courthouse records.
No, I do apologize. I mean, you know. Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye now.
Bye.